Scott Wells for Scott's Podcast here at Fechner's Finger Flicking Frolic, and I'm here on the Thursday night. We still got a couple nights to go, and I'm going to post this over here shortly so everybody can hear it. We're in the dealer's room here with Richard Pinner, Boris Wild, and John Allen, and Oscar Munoz over here then too. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Bonjour. Au revoir.
Anyhow, so we've had a lot of interesting things. You guys have lectured. Boris, are you lecturing this year, by the way?
Not here at Fechner's.
Not this year. Okay. But John, you lectured earlier this afternoon and had an opportunity to. Did you feel like you did a good job? I mean, that things went well?
I felt things went very, very well. You'll have to ask the people how good.
I thought had some great ideas, in there. And certainly, I like the idea where you're talking about the cards, where you're signing the card rather than person for an ambitious card rather than signing the name. Go ahead.
I'll explain it briefly, but then you have to book the lecture to find it. But it's effectively that instead of writing your name on a playing card, or the person writes their name on a playing card, they write any word that they like.
Right.
And so the idea is that you have no idea what they're going to write, and so it keeps the routine fresh, and it keeps you on your toes, and it just makes it a lot better routine than just simply going through the motions with a signed card.
Right. And Richard, you had some really good ideas then as well, with one of your newest things, of course, being Travelogue. Tell us something about just a brief idea of the effect over there.
Travelogue is the diary plot for the diary trick, but no playing cards. Instead, there are places from all around the world on every day in the diary. Wherever they look up, you don't even need to know the date they're looking up, and inside an envelope that's been out the whole time is a postcard from that exact place. It's always a direct hit. One diary, one envelope, always out on show.
Pretty awesome. And also then, Boris, you are working on the new DVD project, and tell me something about this.
It's a new book, in fact. Yes, I've just released a book called Air Cab, Any Card at Any Birthday, and it's something I will demonstrate tomorrow here at Fechner's. I've always loved the plot of the Any Card at Any Number, and I really wanted to make some kind of, not ideal effect, but, something with like two very free choices, both card and number, and at the end, the person opens the card case herself, and she counts the card herself, and get the card at the number. So this is my brand new take on this classic plot, so I hope people will enjoy it tomorrow. And so far, the book is a great success, got a good feedback, and good buzz, so I'm happy with it.
Yeah. And this is not using your deck necessarily, any deck?
No, there is no Mark deck involved in any way in this here. It's just like, something completely different, more for like stand-up stage rather than close-up, I would say. But it's, I did a few lectures, just before coming here, and it was really, really well received by, especially by magicians. They thought it was like quite sneaky. I think John was, but I could agree.
Apparently sneaky means something different in America. To in England, yeah, it does.
Okay, we get the point.
Tell me something also. Are you still working at the Magic Circle? You're doing Monday nights, or you had ceased doing that a while back, I think, though. Is that right?
I haven't organized the Monday nights for years. I was fired.
Well, there you go.
Tell us more.
This year, I decided to start doing more for the Magic Circle, and I organized the close-up competition since Ali's passing, and I'm now back on council. I'm now more involved again with the Magic Circle.
Good. Well, no, they'd mentioned that earlier. I thought you were, you ceased that a long time ago, but then whenever Obi introduced you and he mentioned about the Circle again, I thought perhaps... that clears that up.
Seriously, why were you fired?
Two things. I'll tell you later.
Tell me more about what you're doing also, John, as far as what's happening. Not necessarily this trip, but over in the UK.
Okay. I've got a couple of new products that I'm working on. I've got some lectures. I'm here at 4F working legally. And then I'm coming back again in July off to California, and I haven't been there for about 16 years, something like that.
Yep.
And then I'm going to do the Tricks Convention in South Carolina, I think it is.
The Scam?
Scott Robinson's convention.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to be doing that. So I love coming back to America.
Excellent. We're glad to have you here.
Thank you.
And thank you guys very much. Appreciate you being part of 4F. Looking forward to some more stuff. And if I have a chance, then you guys, I'll see if I can upload another quick spotcast in the future before I leave. So for now, this is Scotty out.